pretty much a playoff game. You know, win, you stay in the league. Lose, you go down. So yeah, it's pretty massive, but something we're all looking forward to. There's a good positive vibe about it, so it's good, you know.
That's something I was going to ask you. What's the mood been like in training this week?
Yeah, really good. Really good, you know. It's just eliminated all the grey areas, to be honest, Rory. You know, like, it's just, we have to win. You have to go for the very first minute, really, because if we draw, we go down as well. So technically, we're 1-0 down starting out. We need to go for it, you know, from the very start. So it's one focus. There's one goal that we need to do, you know.
Yeah, and how decent are Fleetwood, Tom?
Yeah, no, they're good. They drew with them earlier in the season, 1-1 Wimbledon, when they played them. They were within touching of playoffs up until a couple of weeks ago, but they kind of faded in the last couple of weeks. So they're pretty much mid-table now, just seeing out the season, you know.
How has the season been, Alan? I imagine it's been tough considering your league position.
Yeah, I joined in January, you know, end of January, start of Feb. We were rock bottom at the time. They were talking about 8 wins, you know, but the team had only won 6 up to that point, so it was a bit of a tough ask, like, you know, really, like, it's easy when you say it. 8 wins is easy out of, it was like, I think 18 games or something, or 19 games, but when you've only won 6, it's quite hard to try and just turn that around, you know. But we got in some good lads in January, you know, a couple of experienced lads. Gary Alexander's come in from Crawley. He's you know, he's been around the leagues and a few others, and it's at that point, if you'd offered me last day of the season, win at home and you stay up, I probably would have taken it.
Does it help, do you think, that Fleetwood have nothing to play for this weekend and maybe their minds might be on the beach?
That's what one of our coaches said, right? Like, make sure that you know, the way we started, they're thinking about their holidays and they're thinking it's hard to play in flip flops, is the way he put it, like, you know. So we can only concentrate on ourselves, to be honest, you know. It's one of those, they might come and think they're not to lose and just play the football and play something different, or they might just come and if I think we've got to just impose ourselves on the game so early that they'll just start thinking, oh, they don't want to be involved in the scrap here, you know. So we have to make it into a bit of a fight. Yeah. And hopefully we come out on top.
I suppose one thing that will help you is that it's probably going to be a sellout this Saturday as well, so King's Meadow should be rocking.
Yeah, I think there's only 100-odd Fleetwood fans coming down, and the rest, I think 4,500 is all Wimbledon, you know. So the intensity of the support is something that's kind of taken me back a little bit, you know. It's owned by the fans, and they're quite passionate about it, you know. It's really personal about it, you know. So it's just, like, we've had a couple of fans come down and voice their opinions after games to us, and something you just got to deal with. But on the flip side of that, then when you're winning, and it's the support is incredible, you know. So it'll be great. It'll be a great atmosphere of a couple of people coming over from home, so they'll enjoy it, no doubt, and it'll be fantastic. Yeah,
I suppose you're one of the more experienced campaigners in this squad, and I suppose you've experienced of big games like this from the Cork City days in front of big sellout crowds. So have some of the younger lads been coming up to you looking for advice and stuff in the build up to the game?
Yeah, like, the strange thing was, it was when we got back on the bus after, a couple were saying, oh, it would have been great if we had won last week, you know, and, you know, we might have just had to get a draw this weekend. And I was kind of saying, no, you know, like, I don't think so. You know, you're in that kind of grey area when you have to draw a game, like Derry were against us in 2005 when they had to come down, you know, that kind of way. Like, you're only left with, as we were in 2005, we'd only one choice, and that was win the game. So, like, we just have to go like that. I kind of had that feel about it, so we just have to approach the game the same way we did in that game against Derry, and hopefully we'll have a Liam Kearney in our squad who can pop up and do something magical, you know.
Alan, your own future, is it tied in, I suppose, to Wimbledon staying up, and if they do, will you be with the club next season?
Yeah, it kind of is at the moment, yeah. Like, the manager has spoke to me, and he's anxious to keep me around, you know, because it is quite a young squad, and it's a young club, and I am experienced in the league, and but I said to him, look, we'll have to wait and see till what happens at the end, which, you know, hopefully we'll have wrapped up come Saturday at 5, and I can go from then. Then I'll sit down next week with them and see what we're going to do.
And I suppose the rest of the week in training, how intense are you going to be? Or are you just kind of winding things down at the moment now, just in case anyone gets injured, that they might be too fired up?
Yeah, I think the way he spoke the after, we had a bit of an intense day yesterday, just about the plan for the game. And then I think he said he's just going to wind it down, kind of the Friday, the short sessions, intense. Again, the game plan will be focused on, and that's the way it'll kind of go from there. You know, I think he likes to pull in the reins on the Friday just before we peak, which is the best way to do it, and just so that you're hungry for more football come Saturday. Then, you know.
Finally, Alan, are you confident that at 4:45 on Saturday you'll still be in the Football League?
Yeah, I think so. I think Stuart's gone. Like about a month ago, the manager put up a poster in the dressing room saying it's in the script. You know, you have to believe it's in the script that we will stay up. So just the way it's gone in the past few months, and the way, you know, results have gone around us and everything, you know, I think it is in the script. I think we will stay up. Yeah.
Well, Alan, best of luck. Fingers crossed. You get the 3 points, no doubt you will, and best of luck on Saturday.
Top man. Cheers, Rob.